Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammadan Rasulullah. We open the bear witness and we testify again. There's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the one who lives and he does not die. He is the creator of all these creations, all the people that we see and hear on this earth, that one God created all of us for one reason, and that's to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he has hidden from us. So we're here tonight in this Bible Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God in this so-called holiday season. It's really a season of pagan, because God tell us in Scripture, don't make no image of him. And then they took this day called the birth of Christ. On the said, this is the birth of Christ. Christ Jesus is the Son of God. And Christ Jesus is God. And God, now he's God's son, but now he's God. He is the creator of this creation. So we thank Allah for bringing us this information. It's been in the scripture, and now it's made plain that God do not have any son. No man was born on the 25th of December that anybody in this world can prove happened. We know that Jesus was born and don't know when his real birthday, and they know it. But they use these lies, would also use his color to promote racism, and the racism that continue to go on in the world come from this lie. So we're here tonight. We'd like to open up with a prayer. We hope our brother Sujah Muhammad comes on. We know he has to go to the jail and go to the masjid to a meeting. So we'd like for him to come on first. So we're going to open up with the prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. First we would say it in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lailam, Arachman, Arachim, Maliki Omidin, Iyakan Abudiakan Astain, Etinis Sarato Mustakin, Sarato Ladina Antolium, Gori Magduvialium, Walitoni, English translation. We seek protection from God, from the rejected enemy, the outcast, Satan itself, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship. We're asking the Creator to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who will go astray. I mean, when I'm looking from Brother Sujah for him to start this talk off tonight, and I did call him back. He didn't answer. So I think we'll just keep talking until he come on or to someone else come on. We're here tonight to screen out an ancient old lie, and we do it by using scripture to back us up. The Bible said, In Deuteronomy. So we see Sujah in the queue, and we're gonna let him start off tonight because he do have a meeting to go to. So we're gonna go and bring Sujah Masher one and come into the queue, so we can turn your mic on. Assalamu alaikum.
Praise
God. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Well, we know you got a schedule to keep, so we're going to bring you on, let you start off and, you know, talk. And I know you got to go. So you got it, my dear brother.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. First of all, I'd like to give everybody the greeting of peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With last name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. We was looking at a program just today, and this one young brother, he was doing outdoor dawah, and you know, they do it different from us, but he was making a point in reference to Jesus, and he was talking about the genealogy of Jesus, you know, and he showed in the scripture, I think it was Matthew 1:16, where it said that Jesus Jacob. Yeah, I think Jacob, the father, Joseph, the father of Jesus, and it was saying that he was born to Mary, you know, I was talking to a Christian, and I was telling them this, you know, the same point, and they were trying to tell me that it was talking about something else. In other words, they were giving their own interpretation of the birth of Jesus. You know, and I know in the Quran it showed us that Jesus didn't have a father. You know, he didn't have a father. But this here was showing you that Jesus not only had a father, but he was married to Joseph. I said, wow. I mean, Mary was married to Joseph. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Then Mary was married to Joseph, and gave birth, and Mary gave birth to Jesus. So it was real, real simple and real plain. It wasn't no confusion, you know. But the question that you asked is that if Mary was married to Joseph, then what's all this fuss about she having a child? It wouldn't have been no fuss. It wouldn't have been a question asked. You know, she got pregnant to Joseph. If she was married to Joseph, you know, then if they had a baby, then it wouldn't be no problem. I don't think Joseph would ask you why you got pregnant. You know, what's going on? You know, Joseph wouldn't been asking her that. You know, I mean, if you married to your wife, or I'm married to my wife, and she got pregnant, would you ask her, why did you get pregnant? What is this thing all about? Unless I was suspicious of her in the beginning. You know, it just didn't make no sense. You know, so the point that I'm trying to make is that I'm trying to make the point that the Quran made, that Jesus was born without a father, without the agency of a man. That Mary was clearly not married. That Mary was clearly didn't have a husband. That when all this took place, it was clear that it was a miracle birth, and that she wasn't touched by a man. You know. So trying to explain to me that this happened and that happened. Oh no, it's just clear. She wasn't married. She didn't have a husband. She got pregnant. You know, and she was a woman that hadn't went with a man. You know, it's just clear. But you know, when you ask a Christian those type of questions, they always got answers that's not real. They always got answers that don't make no sense. And they don't want to answer the question. They don't want to answer the question. You know, and if I had to went on further. If I had to go further, I would ask them, is that Jesus? Is that Jesus? You know, the man that they show on the picture that's in the Bible, on the cross. You know, I mean, I could have kept on going. If that was Jesus, did he die? Was he crucified? Did he die for our sin? You know? And also, speaking about one of the things that we was talking about as far as what Brother Rashad brought up, you know, about that situation that's there in Dubai. You know, about that church and things. You know, I didn't get a chance to say nothing, you know, right? We believe in God, and we believe in the laws of God. But God gave us intelligence. God gave us intelligence. He gave us the intelligence to know right from wrong, you know, and plus those Christians that we have today, you know, is the Jesus that we have today is not the Jesus back there 1,400 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, excuse me, 2,000 years ago. It's not the same. It's not the same Jesus, you know. And if a Christian build a church, you know, I think our intelligence, knowing what is going on, we want to know. Are you practicing the same religion that those people practiced back 2,000 years ago. Are you saying that the church that you're building, you know, is a church that's saying that Jesus is the Son of God, or that Jesus is God? You know, and that just common sense. So we have the right, you know, especially if it's our land and it belongs to the Muslim, we have a right to know whether or not you asking us to build something establish in the community something where you're broadcasting a lie, whether or not what you is doing is something real, or is it something that part of the scheme of Satan? Yeah, we have a right to ask that question. You know, because this thing going to influence our children. It's going to influence the peoples in that society. You know, you got some peoples like that idea. You know, because it's that Jesus died for their sin. They like that idea. You got people that wants to drink wine, drink whiskey, commit fornication, and do wrong, and turn around and tell you that somebody is paying the cost for the wrong that you're doing. You got people that love that type of religion. You know, it influences the Muslims, influences especially young people that parents was Muslim. And they go out in society, and the society is the way that it is today. So that's what we are talking about. I think that's what Brother Bashar is talking about. You know, that the society that they're going to build is going to be a loose society. So alhamdulillah, we thank you, Akbar. We thank you for giving me this in time. And I pray that... I put some out there where we get a chance to talk about it and examine it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about right now. Examine it and look over it and make sure that what I put out there just now is something that is solid. You know, we each one of us, you know, we should be checking each other. You know, we should check each other. Don't accept what a person says without examining it, you know. So we thankful, we pray that Allah bless each and every one of you all, and we have a night tonight that is solid, and it's a night that is Allah is bringing about some insight and some knowledge. And we came to you in peace. We leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. You got it, but I got it.
What God said, I am. Tujah, somebody want to ask you a question.
Yeah. I come later, brother.
Okay. Tujah. What name is Slam?
What the Lord's name is, most merciful, benefactor, merciful redeemer. That was, there's no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is still the prophet, and peace be upon him. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. I wanted to just ask this question of you, Brother Sujah. Maybe when you go where at the mass, that you go into the night and you say it's a learning, if I understood you to say it's a learning something, or y'all are discussing the Islam or discussing something. Even if I don't get it right, I'd like to pose a question, and we can have this as an assignment, too, and I'm going to look up myself what the Imam Muhammad said about it. The Immaculate Conception, you know, with that, with Joseph and Mary being married, like you said, there would be no reason for anybody to question, you know, the birth of Jesus, if Jesus was born out of that particular union, you know. Of marriage, you know, marriage. So what is the Immaculate Conception? What is that supposed to be? You know, and why are they saying that Mary was a virgin? Maybe she had never had a maybe a man had never entered her. But and that's, I mean, that's understandable. That happens every day. You know, virgins get married, and they are intimate, and they have, and a child is born out of the wedlock, out of the marriage. You
right,
know,
that's
so.
Yeah.
Huh? So that's a understood thing. It would be seem like to me, you know. So what is the question? Why is it? Is who discovered this? Who said all this? I mean, who put all this out there to seem like it's intentionally misleading the people and making it difficult for them to understand or use common sense? You know what I'm saying? What is the Immaculate Conception is? Yeah, look up that word, immaculate, the meaning, Immaculate Conception. You know what I'm saying?
It means, Immaculate Conception means a woman conceived without the agency of a man.
Yes, well, that's just like a virgin having a baby the agency of a man, okay? So that's what it's saying. That's a double talk. It's a double whammy, like they said.
Right.
If they're saying that Jesus was born from Mary, and Mary never had a man, then there's something is wrong. And then he comes back and says that Mary and Joseph was married. Then there's something wrong too. I mean, you know, there's something that's been put together that's not clear, contradictory.
It
would behoove us to really know what our leader and teacher said about that, so that way we can bring it on the Message of Concern Blog Talk Radio Show as well, you know, and then that can be cleared up.
Because we should, I think that it can be made clear, you know.
Yeah.
I got the chapter in the Bible, you know, I know what is clear of our concept of Jesus and our concept of the birth of Jesus. It's clear in the Quran that he was born without the agency of a man, you know.
Okay, that's what it says. I mean, that's what you're saying that it says in the Bible.
Revelation.
You're saying
in
the
Quran,
Bible. Oh, you're saying in the Quran.
In the Bible,
okay.
It said that he was married. He was married to Joseph.
In the Bible, it said In the Bible, it
that
said that Mary
was
married
to Joseph.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that part I do know. You know, that part I do know.
Now, if they push that idea, let's think about this here now. If they push that idea that she was married to Joseph, then and she had a baby, Jesus was born. Then they give you a picture of, let me say the trick, is that they give you a picture of a Caucasian.
I don't mean to be interrupting you with that, but I don't want to waste your time, you know, with that, and I don't want to waste my time either. You know, I know other people have things to say, and you have to go. I'm just saying that right there is where some people can be confused. You know, like the Bible says one thing, and the Quran says another thing, and we know which one to believe it's just like you don't question Allah. Like Ibrahim did. He didn't question Allah about who God was, but he said, just ask him so you get a clarification. Just a clarification, please. You know, and that's all. And that's all a lot of people, I'm sure, would be asking for a better understanding myself of the Immaculate Conception, you know. If I look in the book, if I read the Quran and I see Immaculate Conception, I see its meaning that it says. Then the Bible turns around and says that Joseph and Mary were married, and that's how Jesus was born. Then where does the misunderstanding come in, or where does the some clarification is not clear, or mm-hmm. to the people to get them to understand, you know, to get them to understand about
Okay, this is in St. Matthew. This is in St. Matthew, the first chapter, and the 16th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob begot Joseph, the
and
husband
what now?
Of Mary. And Jacob begot Joseph. This is genealogy.
Yeah.
And Jacob begot Joseph.
You mean
the husband
something else
of Mary.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm just reading you what I'm just reading you the reason
of the body. You say you're
yeah.
quoting from the Quran. I mean from the Bible now.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
you're quoting
and
from the
Jacob,
Bible.
Right. Let me read this first, and then you can see where I'm coming from.
I see where you're
Jacob
coming from.
Yeah.
Because I read it myself. I see where you come around. Read them. I'm saying, how can you get the message to the people for a clarification? Because the Bible is saying one thing, the Quran is saying another. So how can you get that clarification to the people about the Immaculate Conception?
Okay. The way you get the concept to the people is that if Joseph was married to Mary, and Mary had a baby, that's not no Immaculate Conception.
That's right, exactly. Because
like
Immaculate Conception is the seeds of a man.
Yeah,
because
that's not Immaculate Conception.
That's right, because Immaculate Conception is a woman having a baby without the aid of a man.
Exactly.
Right?
That's it.
Okay, exactly. Without him a man. Okay, exactly. So it's, But some kind of way these people have to understand. We're talking about the message of concern and how this Jesus picture of statue is supposed to be there as portraying God. So, you know, like they say, you got to break it down to the least common denominator. So you break it down to the least common denominator, then that means that we got to go a little bit further in seeing what our imam said and what Imam W.D. Muhammad said. They broke it down a little bit further so that they can understand the difference between the two. They may know the difference between the two in everyday terms. Immaculate Conception is a woman having a baby without being touched by a man. Okay. Then Jesus was born, but he was born from a married couple. Mary and Joseph were the married couple who had an intercourse and conception and Allah blessed Mary to conceive Jesus. That's what the Bible is saying.
Alhamdulillah.
Conceive is when you have a baby. You know, God planted the seed there. Now, genealogy is another thing. Ology, on the end of a word, means study of anything, biology, physiology, you know, genealogy. That's the study of. So genealogy is the study of the genes of the body, and the body has genes, and that's how we have different babies, and it has a certain amount of genes, you know, possessive genes and recessive genes. And all that goes into, it's another whole subject. But O-L-O-G-Y, ology, at the end of a word, is the study of that word that comes before it. Okay, so now I'm just saying, how can we explain it to the people, this message of concern that the statue was not born with the statue. How can you explain to them this statue was born by the aid, born between two married people coming from the Bible? But in the Quran. Who is this?
This is the Quran.
Yes? Okay, so
yeah,
I'll make them.
I'll be, when it got to Lamb. But I was going to, you know, let me tell you how we was taught down here. You know, we did this story because they always was telling that story about Jesus. And what they, the story was that Jesus, or Joseph, he never touched Mary. Jesus was a miracle birth. And the story was that when she got pregnant, the people was getting ready to stone her. They was getting ready to stone her because she was pregnant and she didn't have no husband. But Joseph married her, and she, but it gave the impression that everybody didn't know that she was pregnant, but those that did know that she was pregnant, and that's how that go. But they said Joseph never touched Mary, and Jesus was a miracle.
Oh, so in a word, that's immaculate conception then.
That's why. Huh?
That's immaculate conception then, because if Joseph was never touched her, then she had a baby, and then that was immaculate conception, because no man had ever touched her.
But out here they never used that word. They just say that it was a miracle birth. It was just Almighty God, Allah put that seed into Mary. That's the way it was taught down here. They never
angel Abraham appeared and said she would be having a baby. His name would be Jesus.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's the story that was taught, you know. That's the story that was taught, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm, right.
And
I remember that.
I believe that's where it was, alhamdulillah.
Okay, to your belief, but for those who don't believe and never read the Bible but hear it, and those who cannot even read and not satisfied with the explanation that they're getting from who did supposedly have read and didn't get that information over to them that, so that they would be able to understand it. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
another thing, too. Mm-hmm.
But in the Bible, they never stated that there's a text of Mary either.
Huh?
I said in the Bible, stated that Joseph touched and Mary either. They never stated in the Bible that he touched and Mary too. He never stated that.
Yeah,
they
just
said
they got married,
and the story was told. Yeah, that's the story was told. But you got to remember, the Bible was written 125 times. But that's the way the story was told. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, it's been told so many different ways, but that was the beginning, the way it was told, and it's still not even clear in the Bible, except for those who ask for, pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And then when we speak on it and say what the understanding is, it's from our own understanding. But if it can be really clarified, like I said, just for clarification, you know, and you're asking a lot of, please bless me with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the light of understanding of this particular thing that's really got so many people baffled or confused or not really clear, then we can help them with something that's understandable to them and making it simple to them so that they can understand it. And then maybe there could be some light shed on them, and it would help them. That's all I'm trying to ask a question about and trying to find out what we can do. I know what the Quran said, and I know what the Bible
said. It was a miracle birth. It was just a miracle birth. That's just a miracle birth.
But thing, Allah is not in the work of miracles.
That's who you're talking about. Are you serious? You got that wrong. No, we are not the one that could.
Allah is not in the work of miracles.
Daya, how was it taught to you when you was a child?
I don't want to go through all that. Just talking about I'm just talking about what I need a clarification to be able to help the people to understand, those who don't really understand where it's coming from. And as a child, I was, you know, it's the same as just about everybody else who had never learned about El Islam. You know, Jesus was born out of Immaculate Conception. That's it. you know, without being the mirror, without being touched by a man, and that's it, you know. So okay, Brother Suja, I'm going to let that
lecture. Listen to his lectures and hit his lectures. He talk about it.
Exactly. What did I just say? We need to go back to, I'm going to go back to Imam W.D. Muhammad's lectures and find out how our leader and teacher explained. So we'll know how
and
to get a message over to the people.
And he used the word miracle. If you, when you listen
okay,
to him,
maybe
he used
he
that
did.
Word miracle too.
Okay, maybe he did. Maybe he did. I'll give you that. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Okay.
Give it a step out.
Assalamualaikum. Thank you. Thank you. Assalamualaikum.
What are you, my son?
Thank you, Brother. Allah said that Jesus was born without aid of a woman. That was the Quran said. Aid of a man. And that was it.
That's
where
it is.
That's
how it went. We believe that.
So anybody that want to get in on this conversation, Suja walked out. He got to go to.
He got to go.
You can
pick it up tomorrow.
You pick it up.
Friday.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, Saturday.
Anybody else got anything you want to say about that? Mash one and come into your queue, and we will turn your mic on. Well, we are the. That's what we're seeking, knowledge. That we might have not heard or what we heard or get a better clarification upon it. That God is one. And that Jesus is not the Son of God, but still he's the Son of Mary. And Allah said a lot of things that we don't understand that he will make it clear to us.
That's right.
Make it clear to us.
And we pray for that.
Just for
clarification, that's all. Just like Ibrahim did asking who was God when the sweet sun went down, he worshiped the sun. Not that. That's definitely not God. And different things. You know, you think everybody ever read about Ibrahim?
So we say Allah is the greatest. There ain't no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. We know that any good man who stood up and told the truth that they know they never had a good time among the people they were with. They always caught a problem because criticism coming from the criticizer for no other reason, that's to criticize the one it came to. So that's the problem we have. Christian saying one thing, and what we're saying, Imam said, if it don't make sense, told us it don't make sense, it's not coming from God. What Allah has put into action, it makes sense. That we are one people. That we're supposed to love one another. That we are human beings. And human beings, Allah warned the human being, don't make no image of him. And they done did that anyway. And look what that have led to. All this death and murder, all this racism, all this killing. That's what it led to. One people think they're better than others. That's exactly what it led to. So God said don't make no image of him. And that's what all that murder and killing and slavery, misuse of people of color, it coming from that image. So we all have an opportunity to remove that image out of the world so we can live the good life that God intends for all of us to live. But Satan is working very hard to stop that. He even got African Americans talking about a dog is their best friend. Not their mama, not the creator, but a dog. That we are the one the dog need, and we use the dog to let us know that there's something outside of our house not supposed to be there. So everything got its place and its purpose and its aim. Everything got that. So we here tonight trying to bring some clarity to this truth that God has blessed us with, that God is one, that God is one and alone. There's nothing like the creator of this creation. So we thank Brother Suja for sharing that with us. So anyone else got anything they choose to say, just match one and you'll be brought into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and we will hear from you, because we all got something to say. We all live on this earth together, and we live on this earth together seeking the truth. And we are seeking to know what is right from what is wrong. We weren't born with it. We had to come into that knowledge. We had to come into the understanding. Because a baby come in knowing nothing. But he learned by the environment that he put him in, by the people that in that environment. And we've been put in an environment that have caused a lot of problems. So we're going to... we have another guest on, and I'm gonna bring them on. May and turn on their mics, because every one of us got there. So let me bring on the mic of one of our guests. 1024. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, well, alaikum assalam. Greetings. Have I witnessed as more? No God but Allah, the One, without any partners, all associates. And I've witnessed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a servant and last apostle of Allah. You know, I understand, you know, when I read certain things that, you know, we talk about, you know, Allah being one, and that, you know, the paradise will be for the Muslims, but also, you know, there will be Christians and, you know, Jews also in the paradise. But, you know, I was reading that before the time of the prophet, peace be upon him, the Christians and Jews, you know, who had their faith, they were fine with their beliefs in their prophets. You know, the Christians had Jesus, and the Jews, Moses, you know, Musa. But after the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's the universal prophet. And then everyone was supposed to believe in the universal messenger. Like the Quran says, those who believe in Allah and the last day, and they shall have their reward. No fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. And also it talks about, and I'm trying to, I have to paraphrase it, but those who believe and do not mix their belief with wrong, you know, and it talks about those who believe in the messenger. So, you know, Allah the judge, Allah the final judge, you know, I know there's a lot of good Christian teachers out there. You know, you got T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar, and you got a lot of other ones. But from what I understand by the teachings, you know, that Prophet Muhammad being the last messenger, the Jews and the Christians that believe before him, they're okay, they're safe. But after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then he's the universal messenger, and everyone is supposed to accept him as the final messenger and as the final prophet. And if not, then, you know, they're, of course, Allah's a judge, but they will, you know, they could be into some trouble, you know. But Allah is a final judge.
Go ahead. We listen. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I would just say it, that, you know, in today's time, you know, we have a lot of different teachers, you know, teaching the scripture, and they're holding up and saying that, you know, Jesus is Lord. You know, a lot of them claim that Jesus is Lord. But the Quran says that on that day, Allah will ask Isa. It says that, did you tell my servants to take you as a god instead of me? And he would say, no, my Lord, you know what is in my mind. I know not what is in yours, you know. He would deny that. He would deny them. And so they really today have to believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, even though the Europeans and the Jews have a history of antagonism against the Muslims, against the Middle East, you know, the Crusades, and, you know, recently we had the, you know, the wars there in the Middle East, you know, the call it the shock and awe, and then the other one, you know, which really devastated some of the Muslim lands, you know. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that final message, they have to believe in that final message. He's the final messenger. And they have to fall in line, you know, and accept it. So, inshallah, we, you know, all we could do is, you know, put the message out there, and no one is compelled. There's no compulsion in religion, but the truth is clear from error. You know, truth is clear from error. And, you know, in the Middle East, you have a lot of beliefs. You know, you have Judaism, mainly Islam, but then you have some Christian Arabs as well. You know, you have some Christian Arabs that, you know, try to pass that falsehood along, you know. But, no, after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's the final messenger. Everybody is supposed to fall in line behind that final messenger, the final messenger of all. And on that day, you know, when we all stand before Allah, he said that the sun will be close overhead, you know, and will be presented our deeds, you know. Those who see their deeds on the right, those who see their deeds some will see their deeds on the left. You know, those who see their deeds on the right will be successful and joyful, and those who get their deeds in the left hand will be in a woeful state. But we all, you know, have that chance, man. We all have that chance as believers, especially, you know, to be among those who receive their deeds into the right hand, because Allah is most merciful. And then those who do not have a faith, you know, in terms of, let's say you out in the jungle, some of the people there, they don't have a committed Judaism, Christianity, nor Islam. They out in the jungle area, you know, then it said that Allah will ask them a question, you know, and test them as to their, you know, faith, as to their heart, you know, and that's how they will be sorted out and accepted in the paradise or not. You know, Allah will ask them a question. And so on that day, Allah will bring out a ram, you know, and that ram will be slaughtered on the plain of judgment. You know, that ram will be slaughtered, and then it will be said, there's no more death. No more death, no more death. And those who have received their record on the right will be joyful, and those who receive their record on the left will be woeful, woeful. So we all have that opportunity. And it said that, well, what can you give me a idea of what is the forever like? You know, you said it's gonna live forever. What is that like? Well, it says that if you consider the earth full of bird seeds, and one bird, all the mountains, the oceans, everything, the entire earth full of bird seed, and one bird came once every 1,000 years and picked up a seed and flew away. Another 1,000 years he came and picked up a seed and flew away. Another 1,000 years he picked up one seed and flew away. Well, with the earth full of bird seeds, how long would that take? That'll take an awful long time. But if you can consider how long that would take, once the earth full of bird seeds is exhausted, with a bird coming, picking one seed every 1,000 years, we will still be living somewhere, either in the paradise or, astaghfirullah, you know, the fires. And the fire is forever as well as the paradise is forever. So it's a very serious message, and we are blessed to be of those, the recipients of that message, you know. When the Christians of today, they really, you know, have to, you know, really fall in line and accept that final message of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's all I want to say today, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Hello, any comments?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister Kamran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But what I want to add on what the brother was saying. You know, there's a tafsir that says that, like there was a question that was asked. They said, what about those that never heard of Islam? They said, well, and they would say, so how would Allah judge them? How will Allah judge those that never heard of Islam? And then the teaching was that Allah would judge them how well they practice the religion that they believe in. Alhamdulillah. And I was saying that one day I was invited to a church where they would have a lot of senior citizens. You know, they had a lot of dinner for senior citizens. These senior citizens, there was like 80 and 90 years old and probably in their late 70s. And then when I walked up in there, they was having a dinner. And when I walked up in there, I said to myself, I said, wow, I felt like Allah was present. And I said to myself, I believe that if those that are there, like they was believers, I said, if they face Allah and Allah show them that Jesus is not God, I said, they will believe. Alhamdulillah. And they were 70-some years old. But a lot of them, you got to remember, a lot of Christians that's in their late, in their senior citizens, about 80 and 70 years old, a lot of them, what the problem is that they have nowhere else to go. They have nowhere to, that's where they feel comfortable at. They feel like if they disbelieve, and then what happens is they'll lose their friends, their congregation. You know, that's what they'll do. They'll lose their friends. They have no one to communicate to because this was only the association that they had, and we are people of association. And because they didn't dance, they didn't drink. Because when we came into, we was Pentecost. We didn't, and it was no problem for me to become a Muslim because we didn't dance, we didn't drink, we didn't listen to music. That's what we're supposed to do, listen to music. We had to wear our dresses below our knees, you know, and then when we got a certain age, like 12 years old, we couldn't wear shorts anymore. And when we go to church, we have to wear a hat and wear stockings. And I didn't want to do it because I still want to have fun. I had fun being a child. Alhamdulillah. I didn't want to grow up. but that's what Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, like about some. Yeah, you know, and you do have, you know, a whole lot of very sincere, good practicing Christians and Jews, very sincere. You know, I know my dad, Allah bless him, to live to be 97, and he and my mom, I can only recall they've been in their whole marriage, they were together, and it was six of us kids, and I can only recall one argument that they had, you know, and it wasn't long and it wasn't loud, whatever it was about, you know, just one. And my dad would get up in the morning, go to work. My mother would have his breakfast there on the table and a lunch. And then when he came back, she would have his dinner there for him, you know. And he didn't really drink to get drunk, but every now and then he'd drink some Morgan David, you know, but that was every now and then. But never seen him drunk, you know. And my mother didn't drink nor smoke. My dad didn't drink or smoke. And he used to eat pork, and he started reading and taking better care of his health when he got older. Then he quit the pork, you know, quit buying pork, you know. So we didn't have pork, and we had wheat bread. So, but yeah, he was a good, very good practicing Christian. You know, he taught in the church. He was a, you know, deacon. He taught Sunday school. So, inshallah, you know, I would, I would believe, you know, that he would be those, you know, who Allah would accept that true faith, you know, his true faith. So I agree with you, you know, that there are those who, you know, would be true in faith to their faith, you know, and that Allah will accept them, inshallah, you know. And I make dua for him. So, yeah, there's a lot of good practicing Christians. So Allah's the judge. Allah's the judge, you know. Because sometimes I listen to Creflo Dollar and some of the things he says, other than, you know, when he says Jesus is Lord, you know, a lot of those teachings are the same teachings that we teach, you know, good morality, you know, being, you know, respectful, good family life, respectful to your family, your neighbors, your community, you know, and giving, they call it tithes, but we call it zakat and charity, you know, so very, very similar. The only thing is that Lord Jesus, you know, we don't accept that. So Allah is the final judge. Allah is the final judge.
Alhamdulillah.
Say, wa alaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. You know, we the Quran, I just made it to the masjid, and I'm sending him thank you. This is not the third Thursday. This is the second Thursday in the month. So no problem, no problem. But praise be to Allah. The Quran say in reference to Christians, they're closest to us. You know, they are believers. And Allah said in the Quran that. And God gonna make Jesus follow us superior. You know, that got my attention. You know. So you're gonna make the follow of Jesus superior. You know, and it couldn't be God saying that, it couldn't be that they gonna be teaching this form of Christianity that they teaching today. You know, that Jesus is the Son of God, he's the Lord. So it had to be the Unitarian concept, the concept of the Muslim, you know, that Jesus is God's prophet. You know, we don't have no problem with the Christian. The only problem we got with the Christian is that lie. You know, when they did start teaching that teaching that was agreed upon by Constantine and at the Council of Nicaea, you know, in 5 something AD. When they agreed to that, you know, and they changed the teaching that Christianity was teaching, that's what made the difference. That's the difference. You know, the teaching was changed on our people. The teaching of Christianity was changed. And so it can't be business as usual. There's a whole lot of, we got to think. It can't be the same thing. We had to deal with the Christian different because they done accepted a concept that's not the teaching of Jesus. So we had to deal with them differently. I think that's the point that has been made. You know, yeah. I mean, if they wasn't saying that Jesus is the Lord and he's the Son of God, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't have no problem with them coming among us. You know? We wouldn't have no problem with that. You know, but that concept that they're teaching. It, we already know. I ain't got to tell nobody. I'm preaching to the choir. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You know.
And then the Quran says, excuse me for interrupting you, but you brought a thought to my mind. It says that those who say, Allah says, those who say that God is one in three in a trinity, he will deny them the garden.
Yeah. A lot of desists. You know, and God didn't have no son. You know, I think that's the point. You know, when we were discussing about they moving a house, the Christian, allowing the Christian house of worship to come into a Muslim country. You know, the point is that is not the teaching of Jesus.
No.
That's not the teaching of Jesus. That's not, they are not the Christians. They are not the same Christian.
No, no.
You know, and my point is that we got to know the history, but at the same time, we got to be thinking. We got to make decisions because we know right from wrong. We know right from wrong. And we had to make decisions. You know, so alhamdulillah, I think this is a good conversation because if we could have some Christian, if we had to have some Christian in this, it'll be even better, you know.
Yeah.
Because they, for some reason, they think they in competition with Islam. We're not competing with them, and we're not trying to make them Muslims. We're not trying to take away from them their religion. We're addressing that lie that's in their religion.
Yeah, they follow the Pauline, the teachings of Paul, you know, and even that was a conflict back then between James, the brother of Jesus, and Paul, because Paul was teaching another teaching.
Exactly.
He was teaching another teaching other than what Jesus taught. And that was a conflict back then, you know, when Paul began to spread that, they began to call it Pauline Christianity, spread that Trinitarianism, you know? Yeah, that was a conflict. Everybody didn't follow and didn't believe that Jesus was God, you know? That was conflict. Many Christians said, no. He was not, you know, he was a prophet and a messenger. But that teaching of Pauline, because in that time and in that era, you know, you had a lot of paganism, you know. You had Mithra, teachings of Mithra, which is three gods, three and one gods. You had a lot of paganism, you know, and during the time of Constantine. So they went with the paganism, you know, the three in one God, you know, the Trinitarianism.
But you know, my wife and I, we was talking to some brothers day before yesterday, and in reference to Christianity, and I asked the brother, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, I asked him, did you believe that the Son of God is a Caucasian, a so-called white man? And he asked me, what did I have against white? You know, and so I only thing I could do was step out there with the psychology. You know, when he asked me, what's wrong with white? I said, well, you know, they have a color scheme. It got white. The color white is been portrayed as superior, as godlike, angelic, the best. You know, and what it does psychologically to the Caucasian, it makes them think that they are superior. You know, and the brother turned around and said that he didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Okay, so I say, well then, if you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, they have a Caucasian image in the church. You know, and I asked him, if you don't believe that the image that they got in the church is Jesus, then that's a lie. He couldn't say nothing. I said, we shouldn't have a lie in the church. I said, we're Muslim. And but we know right from wrong. that having a lie in the church is dangerous. So they argument, they don't have a strong argument. Now these people, the brothers I was talking to, they wasn't Christians, you know, but they was trying to defend the idea of Christianity. But what they didn't realize is that's not Christianity. When they got a white image up there, you got the man that put us in slavery, got his image and pushing his image. That's not Christianity. So alhamdulillah, we can Allah bless us, be able to bring forth the truth and bring it real calmly and wait on the person to say what they had to say, you know, and we showed them that we wasn't in no hurry. You know, come on, say what you believe in. And then maybe I can say something to that, what you believe in. I can agree to it or disagree to it. And I told them, we as Muslims, we don't believe that God has no son. You know, mm-hmm. We don't believe that God had a son. Yeah, and they was in agreement because these are some of the tough ones out there in the community that we were talking to.
Yeah, see, you had realized that the Christian was fed to the lion, and when they were worshiping one God, they were fed to the lions. But when they came up with the three God concept, they stopped feeding them to the lion. And the Quran said, whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, our reward is with God. So, well, God gonna reward those He know that was innocent and been tricked. Or some of us, or we were forced to believe these ideas. We didn't have no Quran, no masjid to go to. So we believed in our spirits. We believed in God. So we had to accept the God that they gave us, even though it was wrong. And the worst thing about it, once we realized that was wrong, the one who got sense, we changed that to back to one God. So that's been our problem. Our problem that they have made people hate people or religious concept. We have religious concept, and they have put all religions against each other. That's what Satan have done. Satan have put all people that believe in a religion against each other, and the only real religion, all the religion, that all to be a true and be a solid religion, you have to worship God in spirit and truth and worship one God, because if you got more than one God, you got a pagan religion, and that's really not a religion. That really is an institution that they made a pagan and brought paganism into the society. So we God have given us the best concept, and Christians can turn to that concept of worship one God, but they don't have to say they're Muslim. If they do that, then they done changed from being a pagan into being a true Christian, or true Jew,
human being.
Being a good human being, no matter what they call themselves, if they're a good human being, if somebody said in the jungle, is a imam said in the jungle, has a man done took care of his wife, took care of his family, don't cheat on his wife, him and his neighbor get along fine, they don't steal from each other, they kind to each other, and the imam said, why would God put that man in hell? Because he don't believe like you do. But he lived the life that you told to live, and he living it better than you living. Why would God put that man in a hellfire? Now, God is all merciful. God is a merciful God, and God sees and knows things and look in the depths of things better than we can. So there's only one God, and so that's what we're trying to promote. But people are gonna hate you because the TV, the movies, and everything else done went against the word Muslim. They said Muslim is terrorist. So we had to clean that up. The devil did his job. Now it's our job to clean up that idea. What is a Muslim? What is a man? What is a woman? What Jesus did? What Moses did? And who can clean that up and make it more clear than a Muslim? But people still don't have to accept that. They got a right to believe whatever they want to. But if they don't believe that the way we believe, we can't get mad at them. They got a right to believe. God gave them that free will not to believe like they want to. But we can let them know if they're not believing in one God and not trying to live a life of like God wants them to live, be a good father, mother, be a good neighbor, don't kill, don't steal. If they're not doing that, then where do you think God ought to put them? We have to bring that to their attention. Where do you think you ought to go? Who do you think God what God should do with you? You didn't follow His commandments. You weren't a good neighbor. You stole. You didn't get married. You think you're homosexual, and after God done showed you what He did to the homosexual population, do you still want to be something God done took and scarred the whole community up? So you had to make a decision. You had to make this decision what you're going to do. And that's what we have done. We once were Christian ourselves, and we heard the truth and kept listening to it, and now we are Muslim trying to be Mukman, true believers in this religion. And we are not perfect. God said that. We're going to make mistakes, but the biggest mistake we should never make after becoming Muslim, making an image of calling anything other than what God is the creator. We call anything other than that, then we done made God, we done made an image punished for that. God is not an image. God is one and alone.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to ask a question.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. And the question is, when did they start saying that Jesus was God? And the reason why I said that, because we used to go to church Monday, Wednesdays, and Sundays, and I never heard them say that Jesus was God until they start integrating. But basically, when I became a Muslim, and then I came back home in 1974, and I went to church with my mom, and then the preacher got up there, and he said Jesus was God, and my mouth flew open. I said, I never heard of that until 1974. Because we was in church all that time, they never said that Jesus was God here in Louisiana, and I never heard that until I came back in 1974. So I was just saying, when did they start it? I know when they started integrating, they start giving that. I always saw that white image, you know, right there, but I never heard them say that. And I was just wondering, when did they start that?
When they seen us coming, when they seen that we was coming to our home, that's when all the lies start coming. When I grew up myself, they never said that Jesus was God. They just said they hold a picture up that this is the Son of God. They never said that Jesus was God either. But when they seen that we was coming together, we was coming together in large numbers, we started living a decent life. We weren't going to prison. The jail would not fill up at that time with our people. And we was all trying to work and trying to do something and be productive. When they seen that, then that's when they came out with that. That's my opinion. Somebody else got another opinion on that. So I'd like to hear somebody else's opinion on that. When did they come out with that? I say when they seen us come together, being good people, not stealing, and when they seen us trying to be productive, then when they dropped them drugs in our neighborhood and they came with all the other falsehoods, because they they see that we have a potential to come together and do something for ourselves. When Elijah come out and said, do something for yourself, work for yourself, be kind, treat everybody nice, they had to come out and say that Jesus was God and he was a Caucasian man to keep us in this jig they had us in. And they had to come because, like Suja, the man told Ike Suja, what you got against white? And he wasn't saying nothing against white. He was saying something against the lie. But so they got a defense for everything, and that's what they always have done. When you come with the truth, they come with the lie. When you come with the God word, they come with the word of Satan to overthrow or to undermine the word of God. So they have stopped that. They have stopped the psychological thing they want to put on us. And you can see that. You can see that on TV. Look at all our people with all this crazy hairdo. Look at all our old women done took, most of the women done took their clothes off. And then the women that do wear long dresses, they hate them. They make you disrespect. They make you them look like they are the devil, but the women that wear the long dress. So this is Satan's job, is to make evil seem fine and what is good seem wrong. That's his job. So we're fighting the scheme of Satan, like man said. We're fighting this scheme, and we had to continue to fight the scheme. And his scheme is coming through religion. You know, you tell a man, Jesus died for your sin. Walk up to Jesus when he get here, and eat his flesh and drink his blood. What kind of people would sit and be entertained by that kind of talk? Or people who don't know who they are. So you're right. So anybody else, we got an email in the queue. All you got to do, match one and come on in. If you want to say something, one of the emails in the queue. I ain't putting you on the spot, but you want to get in.
I can make them.
Match one. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to bring the imam in and let him share. So don't go nowhere, sister. I'm enjoying. We're going to try to get your question in. Well, I got some land.
I just wanted to bring out something for the imam. Come in. I was studying of what Imam Wahid Muhammad was saying in reference to Master Prophet Muhammad when he came here to America. And you know, that was early, that's in the 30s. And when he came here to America, he said from India, I think he's from India, that he noticed the racism. Mm-hmm. And he said that Master Prophet Muhammad studied the Bible, and he noticed that they was putting forward the white image, you know, the Caucasian man, the so-called white man. They was putting that forward, and they was pushing that. And so what the imam said, that what Master Prophet Muhammad did, he looked at a people, and that was us, and he put together a program saying that the black man is God. That Master Prophet Muhammad put that program together. That the black man was the master and the God. He was the God of the universe. And you all know the teaching that we had in the nation. So Master Prophet Muhammad, what he the imam said, the reason he put that together was to check what the Bibles were saying, was to check the white superiority concept. So that was way back in the 30s, you know. So I don't know. I can't go back no further than that. But I do remember we saying that we was we was the owner, God of the universe, you know, and that the black man was God. So Master Ra Muhammad did it in order to check the Caucasian concept that the white man is God.
Well, I got the lamb. I was telling you, Brother Ibrahim. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, you've got a chance to get in and help us out on this. And the sister want to know when it started. And do you have any idea why it started, when it started, where it started?
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. What do la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only bear witness and testify nothing deserves worship except Allah alone. And I only bear witness and testify that upon Muhammad, to whom the last revelation was revealed, which is the Quran, to him from mankind and the world over, is the last messenger and the seal of the prophets. You know, I've been thinking about what the sisters asked, and I was thinking about what Sujad just said. And I just want to put a little cap on them because, like he said, we were saying we're the age of the black man to make it on the cream planet Earth and God of the universe.
That's
but,
right.
You know, what we fight now, and when we really stop and think about what I just got through saying, do you know we was in trouble? We was in more trouble than the Christians are.
Yeah.
What we fight now, this Tertullian doctrine, we was in a position worse than that. But Allah had mercy on us. He spared us. He knew that when he sent Imam Muhammad to us, when the message from Muhammad came to the world, Allah already knew our hearts. He knew who was going to make the change. He knew who was going to step out, and he knew who was going to fight. He knew us. That's why we're sitting there talking about it now. But when you really analyze it, we was in worse shape than the Christian world with that concept there. We weren't saying we were the son. We were saying we was Allah.
That's,
you know,
right.
And that's something to think about. So we had to always give praise to Allah for putting us in a position to really accept him without any hesitation or reservation. When we heard that Allah, we accepted Allah right off. And like Imam Muhammad said, when he came in, we already had the Quran and the Sunnah. He said, we already had that. What do you mean? Prophet Muhammad asked the question, what is religion? He said, religion is sincerity. How serious were we when we followed Elijah Muhammad? We were very serious. That's why Allah allowed us to build the way we built. And we had influence on the population in America and outside of America by being so sincere. Now, when they came up with the concept that Esau, alayhi salam, was God or the Son of God, this started way back. This ain't just starting. It started way back when they had the round table. Y'all remember that the round table meeting that they had when they summoned all the preachers back then?
Yes.
To come to
Council
this round table and have a discussion. What is it?
The Council of Nicaea.
Council of Nicaea.
Yeah.
Right. This is when they all agreed to say that Jesus was the Son of God. Now, the ones that didn't accept that, they was ostracized. When they went back to their homeland, they was ostracized or they were put in prison or they was murdered. But it started then. That's when they started pushing that concept. When they got down to us, see, the concept of Jesus being the Son of God, that's why they say, well, he God. It's just like a father is senior and a son is junior. So when the father passed, the son take over. That's the kind of concept they were trying to put in our mind to get us to accept the fact that he was that. But what they messed up at, they messed up with the color scheme along with that, you know, to dominate the world. So what happened? We can go back here in America when they first, they had got up millions of pictures and sent them all around the world and disinformed. That was a form to indoctrinate the minds of the people in the world.
Right.
And it was a Caucasian image, blue eyes, blonde hair. And they were saying that this is God's son. So these preachers, even today, they got something to pay for. because they are the ones, Brett and I, in our churches here in America and outside America, they are the ones that still pushing that same concept, the concept of what? Concept of Nicaea.
Yeah.
And with, like a lost in the Quran, say, Shaytan, what they call them? Shaytan imps, dupes. That's them. Otherwise, we go back to Pharaoh and Pharaoh and his magician. The preachers are the magicians. What is a magician's job? His job is to keep you spellbound, keep you imbalanced with the trickery that they use. But Allah has something better for them at that time, and we have to use what Allah used, what he gave Moses used. He gave them the truth. And the truth ate up all the falsehood that they faked. That's where we come in at. But this thing been going on for eons, for ages. And we got, you get some of the old Bibles, one that's way back. You know, they tied that thing up. Even when we go back to King James, what's the King James have? He had 21 to 41 scholars to translate the Bible out of what Jesus brought. Jesus came with the angel, right? They translated from the angel into what you call the Bible. And that's how that translation got messed up. And to date, it's been translated 1,500 times. And every time they translated, they started changing things to really capture the mind of the people. Now, let me get this part right here. These preachers, when they had their meeting every year, they have a meeting. I guess different parts of the United States. But it's a big meeting where all the big preachers and Catholic priests all going to come together. So this brother invited one of them. He invited Kazim Ahmed to go with him. You know, and all of them are coming. They got a little suitcase, you know, with their pens, where they can take notes. And they did not know that Kazim was Muslim. And in the course of the program that they had set out for the preachers and pastors there, they let them know what they have to do in order to maintain the position that they got. That's why some of the big churches get more money than the little churches. You know, look, give them crumbs, but that satisfy them. So the program, now, the last one that got up to make the statement, to comment on everything that had been said, he said this. He said, now listen, we have to beware. Everything that we said that we're going to do and that we're carrying out, we got to carry it out in the best manner. But one thing's puzzling me that we all got to look up for. What are we going to do with these Muslims? That was his concept. And Kazim stood up and questioned, so what you mean? What you going to do with this Muslim? He said, I'm Muslim. And everybody, you know, everybody looked around. You see what I'm saying? So this game, like the brother said in the beginning, and Suja, brothers and sisters, this thing is treacherous. This is a treacherous thing that these people are doing. They know where the minds of the peoples are. That's how they are able to manipulate the people, especially around these holidays. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they got a heavy punishment to pay. And you know what their punishment of hell is starting at? Right here, listening to us, saying, well, Jesus not. It's already knocking them in the head. It's already got them where they can't sleep at night. That they're twirling their thumbs, tossing and turning, calling all over the world, different priests and pastors, all that, to try to find out what they can do with us. Now, I'm telling you, this is what we're saying. Only because, like Akbar said, and my brother spoke before him, said, this didn't take place or take form until they started seeing us stand up. It wasn't with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You got to remember, Shaitan don't bother you with you not pushing the truth. He don't bother you. That's why we're able to build a nation of Islam. Now, let me show you. Let's prove that. When Imam Muhammad came into office, what happened? What happened is what Allah said in the Quran. Say, they didn't come divided among themselves until what? Until the truth came. When Imam Muhammad came with the Haq, El-Haq, the truth, the Quran. Remember, this when the big division came among us. You know, if Farrakhan went one way and Imam Muhammad kept on going the way that Allah directed him. So he playing a part too. He playing that game too, Farrakhan. That's why I have no respect for him no more at all, period. He gave a lecture, a Savior Day lecture, and they was asking a question, how did Allah create himself? And do you know what he said? Allah created himself from a sperm drop in mid-loaded form. I jumped out of my seat. I was saying to myself, I wish I could have been in the audience when he said this. I could have stood up and challenged them. Because that's talking about how we came about. And like Allah say, you're so concerned about how you he was made that you forget your own self. So all this stuff we talking about now is psychology. It's psychology. And the psychology today is how can we keep them asleep when these Muslims are running their mouth the way they're running their mouth. And let me say this too, so I can let some others come in. Let's get away from the term Muslim. What I mean by that? The Quran mentioned it, what, twice in the Quran? We know what it means, right? We got people that came from foreign lands over here, out of Muslim countries, and tell you they Muslims. They have stores that say halal. But when you go in their store, they got beer, they got wine, they got cigarettes. Okay, so Allah addresses what? Ya ayyuhal ladina amnu, O you who believe. See, they're Muslim, but they're not believers. And we want to connect ourselves with the believer. So, see, they use that on our people over here. Oh, yeah, I'm Muslim, alhamdulillah. You know, so when I go in their store, I look around, see things like Sujah was saying last week. I go in the store, I say, yeah, okay, ain't he Muslim? He jumped and looked at me. I'm asking, are you Muslim? Yes, ku kalimata shahadan kullu muslimin. Now I'm telling him to say the kalima. Drop his head, want to pull me back in the corner. I don't walk back. I stay right where I was standing and ask them again. But this is what they do. See, they think we don't know. They think we ignorant. They think we don't know. So we can't question them. You know, but we have to let the people know, just because you say you Muslim, everything in creation that's a miss to Allah is Muslim. The earth is Muslim until Allah tells it to open up and swallow you up. The trees, everything that submits its will to Allah is Muslim. So what we looking for? Move that picture out of the way. We're looking for who? Muslim. We're looking for the believers. Because what Allah said in the Quran, the believers must eventually win through. He didn't say no Muslim. He said believer. So we're not going to let them play that game with us. You Muslim, Mikey? You Muslim? When they ask me that question, I'm sure, see, many times people ask you a question to start an argument. I don't have it. Brother, you Muslim? I said, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Aren't you a believer? Yes, sir, and I walk on. See, throw them off. Because you know where they're coming, how they're coming at you and why they ask you that question. I just wanted to put something out there that Adam, my brother, and my son, them had already said. But see, Allah has blessed us to be equipped now. Allah knew when he chose us for this mission, Allah knew without a shadow of doubt that we were going to carry it out. Allah didn't have no doubt. And each one of us on this line tonight that's talking, Allah had no doubt, brothers and sisters, that when he gave it to us, he knew that we was going to carry it out. And like I said, and I pray it resonates in your mind, what I said, no one, show me a community. Show me a community today that's doing what we're doing. Show me a community today that's making the people aware of this treacherous trick game that they don't play it on the minds of the people. Show me what group, what organization is doing what we're doing. You can't show me. And like Sujah was saying about the Israelites, they got black images of Jesus or whoever. Oh, so they doing the same thing. They going against what Allah say in scripture about what? About idols, idol worship. That's the same thing. So they ain't on the right path. We the only ones on the right path, brothers and sisters. We on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive me sin, grant him paradise. We didn't have the right Aqidah until Imam Muhammad came in and brought the Quran, the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, to us. Now we're on the straight path. And we're working. And we're working to make this myth go away. Oh, it's a job. But see, the thing about this job, that we love it. It ain't something that we got to, well, you know, I don't feel like talking today. Maybe I just wait a couple of weeks or a month go by, and I might come back. And no, we love it. We love it because the Lord gave it to us. Can you imagine Allah blessing you? Can you imagine Allah saying, here, take this. Here, take this. And how good do you feel when you know Allah done blessed you with something? You know, you throw your arms around yourself like a little child. Praise to you, Allah. That's what we do. So we're doing the same thing with this mission that Allah inspired Imam Muhammad with, and in turn, Imam Muhammad gave it to us. And if Allah didn't sanction him to give it to us, he would never give it to us. But Allah sanctioned Imam Muhammad to give us that message about this imagery, about this idol worship, and told us to fight it. We're not fighting a true Christian, like you say. These ain't the same Christians that was backed out. Like the brother said, these Pauline, this is who they are. And the reason they wanted to kill him, because he the one who got them going back to eating swine. Jesus didn't eat no swine. He the one told them in the scripture. He's told them what? He says, number goes in a man's mouth to befouls him with what comes out. See, that was the trick. And the Jews was after him to kill him. Not only he fight go against James, if you remember, he went against Barnabas. And Barnabas was the one that wrote down everything that Jesus said. See, they had to force Barnabas out of the way in order to make that last stick they was trying to bring to the world. I came to you in peace, brothers and sisters, and I'm grateful that y'all brought this subject up. It's good. It lets us know that when we talk, every day we talk, it let us know how brighter and brighter that we are getting with this truth. Because we're challenging the world. We're not playing. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Sister Karan? Sister Karan.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, bro. I hope that answers some of your questions, because you sure got a lot of them, and we're trying to get on them. So what you think? I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I think a lot that did not hit Baton. It did not hit Louisiana, at least Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the community I was until I became a Muslim. So I was I wasn't caught up into that madness. I really am thankful for that. Alhamdulillah. And then, like I said, it back there during the times, we were dressing like Muslims. We had to have a head on our head, you know, we got ready to go to church. And we definitely had long, our dresses was long, too, you know, and all that.
So I
thank God, you know, for that. And I never heard that. And I think, and I when I said my prayers, always said, I never always said, well, our Father. I never said in Jesus' name at the end. I'll never pray to Jesus. I always pray to God. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Now you lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I didn't say that. I just said the Lord's Prayer. Will you believe? Ever since I knew it, I said my prayers every night. And I prayed the Lord that I'd be good.
Allahu Akbar. Okay. And
remember the other part of that, too. Remember the other part of that particular prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
That's right. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, what?
Make sure you're undocumented. Yes.
Yeah, we remember that. So anybody else got more something else to say? Go ahead. Suja, you feel here too?
Oh no, I'm listening. I'm enjoying what is said. It's a blessing that we we are concentrating on that.
A lot of white
folks. You know, and everybody is contributing.
Yeah,
you know, there ain't no bad information.
Right.
Most of all the information that's been given is good information. And if you're sincere, you can use it. You can use it. Anytime I teach, I be using a little of everybody.
That's right. I use
a little of everybody, you know.
But we know
Shaitan is always trying to divide us.
Trying to
pick one against the other. That type of jealousy, Allah showed us how dangerous it is when he told us about the brothers. That one brother got so jealous and so envy that he killed the other brother. And your brother is the closest thing to you, your brother.
Hello, wait,
so that shows how deep it can get. You know.
Yes, sir.
So we thankful to Allah that the community of Imam Wahidi Muhammad, you know, is standing up. That's what's happening today. They standing up. And we're going to hear something. We ain't heard nothing yet.
They're
going to get stronger.
They're going to get stronger.
And you're going to hear some good presenters. You're going to hear some brothers and sisters. They're going to bring their knowledge. They're going to wake us up. We're going to recognize the truth. Allah said that when we hear the truth, we gonna know it's the truth.
Hello, Abraham.
It's gonna be clear. The truth knocks out falsehood brain out. And that's what we had to take our time with. We got to be loving. You know, we got to be caring. But we got to be accurate in bringing the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to be accurate in bringing the truth. And if we bring the truth, Shaitan can't do nothing but tremble.
That's all. I never forget that when you invited me to Baton Rouge and we went to that so called Muslim place and you took me in the store and I looked around and he popped up and I looked behind him. You can't see the wall for the alcohol he was sitting. And he was just smiling at me. I can't even do that to myself. How can he be call himself a Muslim? Behind him. And you couldn't see the wall for all of the
And what
they told me we're gonna get out here and do some talking
we're gonna go ahead and talk, he said go ahead.
Alhamdulillah. They also sell many of the Muslim stores out here that come to Jummah and in prayer. If you go into their store into the grocery market, you'll see mostly pork.
That's right.
I don't believe it. It's like you're going into Piggly Wiggy.
Right. Well, yeah. What we have to do is, Sue John, when we get with you, we'll come down with some signs. We're going to pick at that stove. That's what we have to do. We have to warn the people that the people that they not, we're not with him. They're not with us.
Alhamdulillah.
See, we pick it one store, and the people, huh? There were now.
We had some brothers, them brothers that I was talking to. They said, they ain't no Muslim. They ain't no Muslims.
Yeah, we got to tell the people that. We got to separate ourselves from them kind of people.
You don't want to make no trouble.
They made the trouble when they broke the moral code, when they sold the alcohol and liquor and telling people they Muslim. They broke the code. We did.
They know that they are wrong.
Yeah, they know they are wrong.
And they just like Caucasian people. Their people took her through slavery, and you can see the fear in them, and that's the same way the Muslim act. You know, you can see the fear in them. They wonder when we gonna say something.
Yeah,
they know that what they doing is wrong.
Yeah, well, I say we had to do like we did the Caucasians when they did us wrong. I mean, we had to picket them and let the people know that you can go and talk to them, and where you said them people made their mind up that they gonna say that they don't care nothing about us speaking to them. We'll do that. You go talk to them too, John.
I'm in agreement with that. They did that in California. A group of brothers came together and ran some dope dealers out of California.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's one thing we're not picking on people. We picking on evil that they done brought about. And they masquerading themselves as Muslim, like the liquor store in front of Abdullah's store. The Muslim changed his name. He called himself a Milton. And we go over there and we start talking, and we ask Milton bring his prayer rug out, bring his Quran out, and show the people that tell them Milton. We tell them, Milton, over there in your country, you can't sell no alcohol to nobody. But you can do it here. Milton laugh, and, you know, we don't be laughing.
That's what they're afraid of.
Yeah.
Another thing you see they do, too, what they do, you see them when they come into the masjids, they got nerve. If they own the masjid or running, they got nerve to let one of them, the owner of the store, sit on that swine and alcohol. They got nerve to let them come up and call their van.
Sure,
I'm
telling you. And they sit on the front line.
They need to be in orientation.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum
assalam. That's okay. What I want to say is that... I just want to say something, what Brother Akbar has said. I got my thoughts together. And what he was saying about they was going to call, you know, they calling Muslims terrorists. I said, I was saying to myself, I said, they ain't going to be calling them terrorists now since they're going to be setting church inside their house now. So I know they ain't going to be calling them terrorists. So listen and see how many times here in America they're going to say Muslims are terrorists now since they're going to put that church over there. You know, and then I want to elaborate on Paul. I said we got to remember Paul never walked with Jesus. They said Paul didn't even start teaching, say anything about Jesus until 60 years after Jesus had left. You know, so then Paul was he was one of the enemies of Jesus at that time. So that right there says something right there. And every time you ask a Christian about do you follow the Ten Commandments, and then they said one of them was almost getting ready to say told me that they don't have to because of Paul, and then I said do you believe in God, I said because and Moses, I said because that was the law that Moses brought down from Almighty God, and then they get to stuttering, the lady got to stuttering and said yeah I believe in God, and then after a while they didn't want me to talk no more after that, you know. So
Alhamdulillah.
But that's just something I just wanted to say right there. That's the only maker.
Well, they got what you call Paul had his own doctrine.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And he's known for being divided, you know, with many of the Christian religious groups, you know, and I think they call it the Pauline doctrine.
Pauline doctrine.
So he was. He's one of the people that brought out that idea that Jesus is the Son of God. Old Paul.
Called the Bible. He asked Jesus, who you say I am? Jesus asked him, so who you say I am?
I am.
Yeah, when he said that, when they had a discussion, his disciples, they sit around and they asked him, they say that you are the Son of God. He said, well, who you say that I am? They said, we say that you're the Son of God. And the next verse of under that said that Jesus turned to them and rebuked them and said, go tell no man that.
Even, I mean, Jesus was having problems with Peter also, all of them, you know, and just like my wife said, Paul never met Jesus. He never met Jesus, you know, and a whole lot of them didn't meet Jesus, you know. People think that these peoples was with Jesus, you know. But I think one of the closest person with Jesus was Barnabas.
That's right. That was his personal scribe. Everything Jesus said, Barnabas wrote it down.
Alhamdulillah. So it's coming out.
Alhamdulillah. But this is what I want to say. It takes Shuja, I'll never forget, he had told this story about how that concept came here to America, you know, dealing with Jesus as God, you know, with the Jews made with the I like the way you said. I said I want him to teach that to my children. You know what I'm talking about, Shuja. You were saying how they brought that image here in America.
That's what the Imam said. The Imam said,
alhamdulillah.
That's made a pact with the that these people made a pact with the Jews. I mean, the Jews made a pact with the leadership in America.
Right.
That what they'll do if they support them, that they'll raise up a deliverer in their own image.
Yeah.
And that's the Imam said that.
That's right.
They'll raise up a deliverer in their own image, and right today in Israel, Israel get over $6 billion a year.
Free
tax money.
Tax
money. Just think about that.
Yes, sir.
We're somebody close out in prayer, and then we keep talking till they cut us off.
Okay. All I give us good in this life and good in the hereafter, and save me from the torment of the hellfire. Grant us salvation from the fire, O Allah. O Allah, we are in need of all the generosity you extend to us. We ask you to bless us with great health and strength, found by the mind for the mission that you have set us on. O Allah, please accept our prayers and our du'as. O Allah, make our life what you wanted to be, not what we wanted to be, Lord. Amen.
They had on the news and in the paper that America gave the Jews 50 fighter jets, brand new fighter jets. It says some of those jets, the helmet cost over $1 million, just the helmet that they wear. But America gave them, this is for real, gave them 50 fighter jets, donated that to Israel. So this ain't no joke. These people
no.
they ain't thinking about African Americans, no reparations,
no.
Or nothing like that. They ain't thinking
no.
about
you
that.
Know. What I be thinking when I hear people talk like that and I get in a conversation with them about Israel or the Jews, I said, wait a minute. Y'all doing all that for them over there? Yeah, we do. I said, that's the same one that killed y'all Lord. That's your hypocritical y'all are. They get quiet then. The same one that killed your Lord, and you give them all these funds. You helping them, and you ain't even helping us.
Alhamdulillah, that's because they don't know and they're not educated and being it out, and that's why we have to educate our children, because our children will be thinking all these things. They're not teaching in the church, and they're not teaching it nowhere, basically, but even some masjids is not even teaching it, and all I'm saying is that, and our children, they're going to grow up and they're not going to know. Just like I'm saying, think of like all those years, a lot of things I did not know. And so I'm telling
right.
you, if we don't teach our
right.
children, they're not going to know. And that is what happened. They're going to think it's right. And look what the media are doing. That they thinking, they're going to think that we don't supposed to have families because they never show us with a family. They always show us, they don't show us with a family. Because I watch and I be looking for those type of things. They don't show us with a family.
Yeah.
At all.
They showed them what a family to do, didn't they? Our father knows
they,
best.
That's right. And they got us so bad that sometimes we cry for them when they children get killed. I said, wow, they put a job on us, I'm telling you. So that it is. We have to start educating our children and teach them self-defense. Why give them all this knowledge? And here it is. If we don't start teaching our children, I was thinking about our boys. If we don't start teaching our boys self-defense, those guys gonna come up to them and they ain't gonna know what's happening, and they're gonna abuse them. And I don't know. Like I was telling Shuja today, I said when a man get abused by that, something like that, something even a child, seem like that takes something away from him. That bothers him. That he have been touched like that. So we have to teach our boys to be self-defense. I know a young man. He would have been a good lieutenant, they had people that follow him. Some kind of way he got in jail. You know, he just got in a little trouble. He got in jail. You know, I think he was domestic. And he got in jail, and you know what happened. He didn't come out right. And he just stayed there for a short time. And this lady, I never forget, she left her child. He was just 14 years old, and she wanted to teach him a lesson. And now he can't even use the bathroom right. I'm telling you. So we have to teach our boys self-defense. How are they going to be strong to stand up if they don't know how to defend themselves? Because I know when we was there, ain't nobody could tell us nothing because we fought. And we learned how to fight. And we learned how where to hit. And just like I be watching them on TV dealing with these police officers, I said, we got to tell our children. I said, how they be handling him? If you know self-defense, And they be by themselves. See, if they do that when they by themselves, but they have time. About the time they get you down, then they get a chance to call somebody in. But you could be able to take that police officer right then. They have a way. I went to this class. This guy was showing me how to shoot a gun and tell you how you could hold this gun. If somebody point a gun at you, how you could grab it and hold it where they won't be able to shoot it.
Yeah.
And so
that's
we didn't
right.
teach our children that. I'm telling you, because our boys don't know. How are you going to sit them out there in the streets? And even if they're not street children, they're still going to be out there. A man goes in areas that a woman don't go. Territory that they, a woman said, I ain't going there, but a man said, he going. And we got to teach them that so they can be self-defense. And they stay scared because they don't know how to fight.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm telling you.
I know. Well, in 65, I was 18 in 65, and I got into some police on the street. On Max Street in Detroit, one of the major streets of Detroit. And I whipped 14 of them. So they got me down in front of the judge. Judge, I'm going to ask you one question. I said, yes, sir, Your Honor. Say, they say you had a stick of a bat that you was hitting the wind. I said, no, sir, Your Honor. What you heard is I held my fist up right in the air real high, and the whole courtroom bust out laughing. The judge say, you see, that's the kind of man we need on the force. He gave me a year of probation. They was mad as hell.
Hello,
Diva. Diva's the guy they call it the tactical movie unit. These ones that had just come back in Vietnam. So then in the art, I worked 14 of them right down the major street on Mac in Detroit.
Hello, Egbert.
Hello, we know how to fight back then. We wasn't on the play with.
Yeah. That's right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
and I
know you're
getting
the nation. Brother Ibrahim, I'm gonna give you a call. I want you to come on the line with me tomorrow. People still talking about you.
Okay, inshallah.
I give you a call before time.
Okay, yes, I do that. All right, alhamdulillah. Yes, yeah.
Long way, brother. Thank everyone for coming on, and we get back together Saturday, inshallah, God willing. Let's invite somebody else. Let's try to get some Christians on here, because we're talking about what they should be doing. They need to know. They need to be here and defend what we keep us straight. That we. What we're saying to them is true. So let's
what they come to defend? What they gonna come to defend? Defend what? How they gonna defend you? How they gonna defend the truth? Join on to it, but they still can't come with nothing else.
It might be one that it might be one stand up. You know, we welcome what we said. We'll let them come. So it might, but anyway. We just want to invite them on. They might, the only one absolute is Allah. So, they can.
I think what Allah is trying to say is bring them on, not to defend themselves, but bring them on and hear what's said so they'll have a chance to correct themselves.
Yeah.
And so
that's
they have
right.
A chance. Have a chance to know what we're talking about,
what we're saying about them, and they can let us know how they feel about what we're saying.
Yeah,
you know,
we just
that's right. Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I'm gonna tell Brother Akbar, you know how I look at it when I be out there, what I do right now. I said we're in such a desperate situation. I said I only look for the soldiers. I said, in other words, nobody else don't hear, the soldier's going to hear. And that's what you look for. You just look for the soldier because that's what we need right now. The other's going to come
right.
In, but we just need the soldiers. We need these soldiers right now to fight this battle, alhamdulillah.
Well, they on this show tonight. They on there. Long way, buddy. We are here.
Long way, buddy.
I said they're gonna do just like I did. This is what I said, dude. I would say this, brother. I said I would do just like I did. When I heard the truth, when I sat up there and heard the truth, I said that was it right there. I said Allah,
right.
Allah saved me. Allah saved me.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. When I heard the truth, I stood up. I said this is it right here.
Allah chose you at that point. When Allah chose you, alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We thank Allah. Thank Allah for everybody coming on the show tonight. May Allah bless us all with a good night rest and
that's right.